In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall bless his people with peace. Interesting, got a connection between strength and peace, and the need for strength in order to find peace. Let's go back to the year 1492 in Ireland. Two clans, Fitzgeralds and the Butlers, were fighting over a governorship. Feuding and arguing got so bad swords were drawn. And the Butler family, they were way outnumbered. So they barricaded themselves inside St. Patrick's Cathedral there. After a while, the leader of the Fitzgerald family realized that violence and feuding is not the solution. So he called out to the Butler family, hold up in that cathedral through the locked door. But of course, they wouldn't answer. They're not going to open. They weren't going to fall for a trick. So the leader of the Fitzgeralds took the strongest and sharpest sword and began to hack into the front door. The Butler family thought they were done for. But the leader of the Fitzgerald family did not hack the door down. He just hacked a hole big enough for his arm to fit through. And he reached his arm through and held it out to shake hands. There was a tense moment. He could have had his arm hacked off. He could have bled out. And after that tense moment, the leader of the Butler family took his hand and they shook. And they opened the doors. It took strength in order to achieve that peace. It took risk. There's an Irish phrase, to chance your arm. To chance your arm means to offer peace, to offer forgiveness, even at risk to yourself. Now today for us, we're not likely to lose an arm by offering peace. But we do risk. We risk rejection. We risk being backstabbed or double-crossed. We risk mockery. It takes courage. It takes strength to be the one to step forward. But as believers and as followers of our Savior Jesus Christ, let me ask, is there an alternative? Do we have an alternative? Our epistle today to the Ephesians, which we always read from at the beginning of Advent, our passage today began, Christ himself is our peace. And he has made two into one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Christ is our peace. He has made two become one and broken down the middle wall of separation. Jesus breaks down the walls of division. Jesus brings together the two things that were separated and makes them one again, and therefore Jesus is our peace. The middle wall of separation, now that's got a dual meaning. In the temple, there was a wall between the Holy of Holies and everything else, which separated God from humanity. Now, Jesus tore that wall down, both figuratively in the curtain, literally, by his death and resurrection. And there was another wall separating Jews from Gentiles, the non-Jews. And in Christ, that division ends as well. Because in Christ, there is not Jew or Greek. There's not slave or free. There's not male and female. Because all are one. In Christ, we cannot remain opposed to any part of humanity. The two have to become one. And that peace Jesus brought came at a price. The leader of the Fitzgerald chanced his arm for peace, and he was accepted. Jesus chanced his very life, and humanity wasn't so accepting, and nailed him to a cross. But because the divine nature was stronger than death, the peace of God still slowly but surely spreads throughout the world in the hearts of the Savior's followers. And we have the ability to let that peace spread through us. In Christ, God chanced his arm, and down came the walls of separation. Imagine if we could wrap our hearts around this. Christ is our peace, and followers of Christ will also be initiators of peace. There's a dividing wall. It's up to the believer to chance their arm. It's up to the believer to initiate the peace. Now, as an aside here, and so there is no confusion, I will put a caveat on that. There are situations like abuse and manipulation where the victim must not chance their arm for the 12th time, but should instead seek help from a trusted leader or friend. But setting those cases aside, in most other situations, it falls to us, it falls to the follower of Christ to chance our arm, to be the one to reach out at the risk in hopes of peace. And yes, you will get burned occasionally. But what's the alternative in this world? Everyone to be a little isolated island? Everyone to have little cliques of like-minded people? That's not peace. That's never been peace. We have no right to criticize the corrupt on television if we can't at least try to make peace with our own neighbor, if we can't make peace with our brother and sister, and maybe be an agent of peace for others who are having trouble with it themselves. If not, we're not willing to chance our arm, who will? Well, let's admit, the hardest part is either getting past that awkward first moment or finding the person worth the effort to begin with. And to this second one, try to see the person the way Jesus sees them. Try to see past their brokenness to the humanity inside, because everybody has that humanity inside. And yes, some people, it's buried, but it's in there. It's in there, and it's worth digging out. And don't let those irritating personality traits, and certainly don't let religion or politics or race or economic class stop you from initiating peace with somebody else. Put on Christ and see the humanity in that person. As to awkwardness, all I can say is, suck it up, buttercup. The awkwardness goes away in seconds, literally. It's just that first second. And we are stronger than that first second. The awkwardness goes away as soon as you extend that arm. I don't know if the names Verena Davis and Julia Grant mean anything to you, but maybe after this morning, we'll remember them. Verena Davis and Julia Grant were the wives and eventually the widows of Ulysses Grant and Jefferson Davis of the Civil War era. After the Civil War and after their husbands died, they happened to settle near each other, close enough for some very awkward encounters to take place in public settings. Now, eventually, Verena Davis, Jefferson Davis's widow, chanced her arm, put aside politics, a former war, and awkwardness, and invited Julia Grant to lunch. The two made peace. And when you think about the division in the Civil War, that's quite a peace they made. And eventually, even those two became close friends. Imagine if this Advent season, we could wrap our hearts around this. Jesus Christ is our peace, and therefore followers of Christ will be initiators of that peace. And if there is a dividing wall, it is up to the believers to chance their arm first. Amen.
Amen.